It is 23rd of January 2015. I'm here with Andrew Ranko and Elizabeth Patterson here in Nikola, Alaska. I would like to ask them about the traditional knowledge from Nikola, Alaska, and can I ask you guys some questions?
Yes.
So I know you guys are good hunters, fishermen, and trappers. So why do you think is the number of animals decreasing? That's what people are saying. And how about ducks and geese?
There's more people hunting nowadays.
And the habitat changes. Different environmental issues.
More impacts on their habitat.
How about the fish?
The numbers are up and down every year. It's always been like that. Maybe because the fishing regulations or the amount of fish the commercial fishermen catch.
So what kind of things do you guys do to train dogs for a bear dog?
They would put them inside the rib cage of a bear that they had killed when the dog was a pup.
And leave it for 30 minutes, you say?
30 minutes is what I heard.
How about the moose dog?
The same. You just put it inside its rib cage for 30 minutes or so.
Do you know how to make a duck dog?
No. Never. Never use dogs for birds.
Okay, so can you tell me some of the old timers' beliefs, like Grandpa Philip told you? Is there anything that you remember?
Not off the top of my head. The old timers believed in a lot of different superstition. We have a book on it, actually, somewhere.
Yeah, I remember you told me that eating sheep makes you thirsty.
That's what they say. Sheep meat will make you thirsty because the sheep never drink water.
So do you know any story about dogs?
My great-grandmother used to walk up to the Alaska Range with dogs. They had packs and they followed her. And just everybody had dogs, it seemed like.
The pack animals?
Pack dogs, mushing dogs.
I remember your dad telling us stories of everyone from a bunch of different places would mush their dogs, like a bunch of people would mush their dogs over here and just park their dogs at someone's house and hang out for a little while. Have a hangout.
Yeah, there was 25 dog teams here at one, 28 or 25 at one time.
How many years ago do you know?
Back in the early 80s, I think.
Do you know any story about giant animals?
No. My grandpa's shot some big bears around here. Yeah. I haven't heard any stories of giant animals.
So, can you tell me about the traditional beliefs about Northern Lights?
I've heard any traditional beliefs about them.
Do you know any story about the moon?
No, I never heard any stories about that.
I heard from Jackie that Grandpa Philip told her that people are not supposed to look at the moon too closely, I mean too much, and that's supposed to be bad luck or something.
Might be. I might have heard that, but I was probably too young to remember it.
Do you know any kind of talisman or good luck charm for baby?
Say if you put, what was it, a spruce hen?
Ptarmigan.
It was a ptarmigan foot. Tie it on your baby's ankle or wrist, and it's supposed to make them run fast.
Yeah, and same with the rabbit's foot, tied on their ankle, they'll be able to go over snow fast or easy, something like that. There's quite a few of them. I don't remember what they were though. Those are two I do remember though. Or like the sheep. They have a small hoof. I think if you tie that on there, then they'll be good mountain climbers. Part of the sheep hoof.
I think my Auntie Betty was the one that told me that pregnant women aren't supposed to stand in doorways. It's bad luck for your baby. Or play with yarn, because it'll make the umbilical cord wrap around your baby's neck when it comes out.
So can you tell me a story about hairy man or Bigfoot, if you guys had any?
I heard the old stories of people seeing them. Never having like encounters with them or anything, just old stories of people seeing them, that was about it, I guess.
So how about the small people? The little people?
From other areas, not around here. I hear other people talk about it. Downriver.
Oh, I'm talking about the little people in the Silver Tip.
Mountain people?
Mountain people?
My grandparents talk about them. I don't know. I've never seen small people. They just say to respect the mountains and the land up there.
Can you tell me more about the mountain people, if you don't mind?
I don't really know anything about them. They just say that they're around. And my grandpa would leave dry fish up there for good luck. He'd say it was for the mountain people. But besides that, yeah, I don't really know anything about mountain people.
So I heard some people had the power to change the weather. Can you tell me how they did that, if you have any idea? Change the weather?
I guess it's all superstitious. I remember hearing something when I was younger, that if you burned a raven, it would change the weather. I think if it was bad weather, it would change it into good weather or something like that. I remember hearing my grandpa talk about that. But I never tried it or seen anybody do it, so I don't know if it works.
Okay, so I'd like to ask you guys about the medicine man. And I heard that your great-grandpa, Greenman, and your relative, Sally Moon, may be a medicine man and the women. And do you know like anything about them?
No, I never really heard anything about them. I heard the same stuff that they were medicine men, but nobody ever told me anything about them.
What kind of things can a medicine man do?
I don't know. They say there's good ones and bad ones, but I don't know a lot about medicine men or anything.
I just heard that they're bad. They bring bad luck. Yeah, bad omens.
More before my generation, before my time. People don't practice that kind of stuff really anymore around here, not that I know of. Unless they're doing it in their closet.
So, what is the source of the power? Do you have any idea?
I wouldn't know.
Willpower, maybe.
Just sheer belief, I guess. Believing in it enough. And maybe bad spirits, you know.
So, do you know any medicine man from other villages?
No. When I was in the Siberian village, there was a medicine man there. It's the only encounter I ever had with a medicine man.
What was he like?
He wore like 300 or 400 pounds of iron on him, on his suit, because when he danced and drummed, they said that if he didn't have all that weight on him, that he'd float away. But he had all kinds of different pieces of metal tied to his coat and his pants all over. And he had a drum, and he was chanting in some kind of weird voice. I don't know.
Which part of Siberia you've been to?
I think the name of the village was Kindigir. Somewhere in Siberia. I don't remember. I was young. I was like 10.
Oh. Yeah, I had some old time. I used to have a special relationship to animal spirits. Do you know any kind of that kind of stuff? Like special relationships to like one species of animal?
No, I just know that ravens will show you a lot. They follow predatory animals. So if you keep an eye on them, they'll usually follow wolves or bears. Knowing that they'll get something to eat, because those animals usually kill other animals. But I haven't heard anything about people having special connections with them.
Yeah, I heard that some people can tell the future by dreaming at night. Do you have any idea?
No, I haven't heard that.
I heard the grandma Dora kind of can tell the future or something by dreaming.
It's probably just like a premonition or something, you know?
It's like a instinct that you have, a feeling. I don't know.
A lot of those, I think old people can feel things or sense things. So, yeah. I don't know. Dealt with anything like that, I don't think.
So what do you guys think of powwows in the Raw 48 and Native American drumming?
Maybe more.
Well, I was a powwow princess in Washington. Wow. And it's really different compared to the style of dancing and drumming over here. Over there, like, there's jingle dress and butterfly dancing, and you get all sorts of dressed up and colorful. And then over here, it's more quiet, I guess. I don't know.
Why are you a powwow princess? That's cool.
Yeah, I was. I'm a retired princess now.
In Seattle? I mean, in Washington State?
Yeah, Enumclaw, Washington. But yeah, I would participate in some powwows over there, and the natives in the lower 48 seem a lot different than those in Alaska.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much for answering my questions.
Yeah, no problem.
Yes. That was all.